ball back with Wivenshaw Town, and Gavidon is the man trying to get it back, but it is now with Wilkinson. Wilkinson with a diagonal ball, a good searching ball there, which is brought down well, and there's going to be an opportunity here for Wivenshaw Town. Out to the right-hand side of FC Knights' penalty area. Back it comes to the penalty spot. Is the shot going to come in? It does. Benito, and Wivenshaw Town have taken the lead here. That was good play by Wivenshaw Town, wasn't it? There was a diagonal ball over to the left, and then they worked it out to the right-hand side. Defending, though, could have been a bit better.
They weren't very tight. He had plenty of room to bring it under control and slot it in, but he finished it really, really well. You've got to give him full credit.
Benito Lowe there scoring just on 15 minutes here at Wivenshaw Town, who take the lead in this quarter-finals of the Manchester Premier Cup. And Donoghue now with the ball. Donoghue plays the ball forward, and Wilkinson's there once again. Dinks the ball over the top here to this right-hand side to Palmer, and it's the first-time ball there down the channel for Byrne to run onto. But defended well, and FC United can get the ball out here with Guy Hall. Guy Hall plays the ball infield to Potts. Potts loses out. Ball baits to Gribbin, just in front of the away dugout. Gribbin, ball down that right-hand channel there for Gabidon. Gabidon takes the ball. Gabidon on the right-hand side of the box, crosses that ball in, yeah! And there's Hall,
yes,
on the back post.
That'll do.
Linney got to the cross initially, and Linney just got the best he could on it. But thankfully, Guy Hall was there on the back post, and right on the stroke of half time, it's 1-1. Paul, I do have to ask the question. We are filming this game, so this is just for the highlights and the replay bit. Was Guy Hall offside?
I thought it was a bit tight, but Guy Hall's first goal for FC.
And it's substitute fullback. Let's take this from the right-hand side. In it comes. Dangerous ball in, and it's in off the post, and it's Brian scoring.
Matthew Brian, yeah.
2-1 the score. He rose and won the header well, and Lavercombe didn't really have a chance with that one. And on the hour mark, it's 2-1, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the difference between our delivery and their delivery. We've not found anyone in the box with our crosses. That free kick was pinpoint, and the marking wasn't that great, to be honest. The header just clipped the inside of the post and went in, and Lavercombe couldn't get near it, but that's the difference.
And throwing taken. Stanley gets the ball back to Armstrong. Sliding challenge comes in. Stanley gets the ball back. Stanley along the halfway line to Ennis. Ennis under pressure and loses out. And that's going to go in. It's a lob from distance.
Ball.
And it's a sensational goal. A famous goal for Wivenshaw Town, I'm going to suggest. And that was a superb finish from Wivenshaw Town, who now make it 3-1.
Is that man low again? Well, Ennis was robbed on halfway. And he had the vision there to look up. He saw Lavercombe was some distance off his line, and the lob was superb. Great technique. But that press they've been putting on all night paid rich dividends there, didn't it?